It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we're together again. I've been thinking of a kind of a peekaboo game that we could make out of two pieces of paper like this. This small one, in which I tore some holes, and this big one that's plain. Both the same color. But I need a couple more things in the kitchen. My fish. I like to work in the kitchen. Yeah. I need to make a white dot. I think I'll just make it with some construction paper and glue. I thought if we could put a white dot right in the middle of the big sheet paper. Like that. And make this sheet of paper move around behind the one with the holes. Then it'll seem like that dot is playing peekaboo. You ready to watch? All right, I'll hold this one like this, and I'll look carefully at it and see. There's where that dot is. There it is. Now, where do you think it'll come up? Look carefully, okay? If you will look carefully, listen carefully. That's the way to learn a lot of things carefully. Look and listen. You will look carefully, listen carefully. That's the way to keep on growing carefully. Look and listen. You can make that kind of a game, play it with your family or your friends. Right now, I'd like to pretend that this dot moves all by itself. You can do that with film, you know. So let's just pretend that that dot is moving all by itself to different places and things. Thank you. Fun. You can do that with your imagination. Just think about a dot that goes all different places. Give the fish some food, and maybe we could go over to Brockett's Bakery and see what they're cooking there today. Want to come with me? We'll clean that up when we get back. Come along to the bakery. Hi, Jose.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
Good. I was kind of hungry, and I thought maybe you might have something that that I could
We have. Do have a special today.
Hey, Fred.
Sounds like Dawn.
Yeah, that's your broker.
I'll just go back.
I'll see you later,
Thank
Mr.
you.
Rogers.
Bye-bye.
Hi,
Fred. Hi, Dawn.
You know Maggie's turn, don't
you? How are you, Maggie?
Good.
I'm glad to see you. What are you all making?
Maggie's going to show how to fix noodle pudding.
Noodle pudding?
Yes.
Noodle pudding.
I brought one today to show you.
Gee. You mean it's a pudding that you make out of noodles? It's cool.
Yeah, well, it's already baked, but it's cool now, yeah.
I see.
That's made out of noodles. So you can do a lot of different things with noodles.
Yeah. You know, I always thought noodles were just for soup.
Well, obviously, there's some of them for puddings.
Yeah. I was wondering if you could make that noodle pudding with those alphabet kind of noodles, you know, that
Sure.
Show me how you do it, will you?
Okay, we're going to act out some of the ingredients, okay?
Good. You know my television friend.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll act out some of the ingredients. Well, it's called noodle pudding, so you know one of the ingredients is...
Noodles.
That's right. And then Maggie will put it in. And
well,
then,
now, wait a minute. Are these noodles already cooked?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. Put them in after they're cooked. And then, Maggie, you want to show Fred what the other ingredient is that tastes real good?
Sure, I will.
First of all, I just want to tell my friend the grown-up could do the cooking of the noodles. Yeah.
Okay.
Then what? Apple. Do you put apples in it?
No.
Not apple. A nut? Nut? It open. Peel it. Is it a peach?
That's
a peach.
Yes.
Then
you
put
peaches
in.
It.
Okay. And then there's a special kind of cheese. Look.
Cut peaches. Slice peaches. House?
A little house.
Cottage.
Cottage cheese.
Oh, cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese goes in.
Okay.
And sour cream, you want to put that in, Maggie?
Sure.
So they're noodles, sliced peaches, cottage cheese, sour cream.
Right. And sugar?
More sugar.
I never saw such a pudding.
Half a cup of butter.
Half a cup of melted butter, huh?
Yeah, right. Now, the grown-ups get the things ready before, but the children can stir this around just like they did with Julia Child's spaghetti. Now, be careful. Don't make it splash all over.
All right.
But try to get all the different things all mixed with each other. Get all the ingredients mixed together. Sure, you get them all mixed together.
I love like this now.
Does the milk start to smell good? Okay, now, would you please put some in this bowl?
Sure. Do you like to hum and sing when you're cooking?
Oh, all the time, all the time.
Why do you have to put it in a different bowl? Couldn't you just cook it in here?
Well, I'll show you what.
Okay.
Fill this bowl. I have a reason for having it in these two bowls. Everybody that comes in this kitchen doesn't have so beautiful a voice. That's really beautiful.
Perfectly beautiful voice. I suppose maybe I could go like that.
That's right. That's what we do when we're... going to clean it up. Good. Okay, now.
I don't ever want to waste any food.
That's a good idea, too.
It's a very good idea.
Do you know, when my wife makes noodle pudding, she gets fixed just like this, and then she gives it to people, and they can take it home and bake it whenever they like.
So bake it themselves.
That's sure. Right. So here's some for you and some for Maggie, and you can both take it home and bake it.
Thank you very much. Boy, that's a real treat. See you soon.
Hope
sure,
you enjoyed
some.
Bye-bye.
Again.
Bye-bye.
Made noodle pudding in there.
That looks that? Really good.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Good, friend. How are you?
Good. See you later.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye. Come along. It's good stuff. Oh, that's the telephone. Hello? Hi, Dawn. Well, I just got here. Oh, that's right, you didn't. An hour at 350 degrees. Okay, thank you very much. All right, I'll tell my friends in case their parents want to cook it. All right, bye-bye. That was Chef Brockett. He said that you cook this after you've mixed all of it together. You cook it for an hour at 350 degrees in the oven. Yeah, in case your grown-ups want to make something like that. Noodle pudding. I'll just leave it in the refrigerator until I'm ready to take it home. Have some make-believe. Let's see, the people in the neighborhood of make-believe could be thinking about the people who went to Westwood. All right? Maybe we could think about something that has to do with a pudding, too. King Friday could ask Edgar Cook to bring a pudding to Westwood. All right? Are you ready for some make-believe? All right. The neighborhood of make-believe.
Hello, trolley. Testing. Testing.
Peek-a-boo.
Ah, I see you, Edgar. Testing. Testing connections here in the Castle Garden.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo.
Ah, Edgar, this peek-a-boo business is interfering with my work.
I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. You see, I finished my cleaning. I finished my work. I'm ready for my king and queen and prince to come back.
Well, I wish I were finished with all of my work. I'm trying to check out every phone connection in the castle. And there are plenty of phones here, as you know.
I know, I know. King Friday likes to use the phone.
Wonder how they're all doing in Westwood.
They're probably having games and talks and lots to eat.
I hope so.
What is that?
I must have attached the wrong connection.
What is that?
I wonder what it is.
It sounds like the telephone ringing.
Hello, this is the castle. King Friday. We were just talking about you. Oh, fine. And how are all of you doing? Having a good time? Oh. Yes, he's here. Just a moment. The king wants to speak with you.
Oh, good, oh, good. Hello, King Friday. Yes. Yes, sir. All my cleaning is done. Oh, a special pudding. I'll be glad to. Oh, entertainment. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. Oh, farewell. Oh, Miss Plificate, I'm so happy.
What's so great about a special pudding?
As soon as I make it, I get to take it to Westwood. They're having some special entertainment there today.
Well, happiness to you and your life ahead.
And you, farewell.
Farewell. Now maybe I can get my work finished. Special entertainment. Oh, I wonder what it's going to be like.
Oh, I see they're getting ready for the entertainment over there. I better be getting over there soon.
Can I help you with your xylophone?
I think I have it already.
I was mad at you yesterday, Tuesday.
I know. Tad was mad.
Tad was mad. That's a rhyme. Tad was mad. Tad was mad. Tad was very, very, very mad.
Why Tad mad?
I thought everybody liked you best.
Prince Tuesday?
Yes, you. But I know now that my friends are still my friends, and you're the visitor.
Hey, here comes H.J. Elephant.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Getting ready for the orchestra?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, listen to this.
Prince play music, too.
Sure. We'll all play, won't we, Tad?
I know I will.
Hey, here come Mayor Maggie and Bob Dog.
Well, I see your friends are all ready to play today.
Yeah, we're ready.
How are you, Mayor Maggie? We're ready.
Where's Skunk?
I haven't seen Skunk today.
Wow,
but here come the Frog and the King and the Queen.
Hi, Mommy.
Hello.
Daddy, ready to play orchestra?
Yes, assembled musicians, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Yes, well, I see everyone here, but Skunk.
Skunk hasn't come yet.
Well, I'll go find him. Here, Mayor, you hold it.
Okay, thanks, Bob Dog.
Okay.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you. Yes, my bass fiddle, just what I need here.
Maybe we could practice a little while until they come back.
Sure.
Yes, that would be lovely, yeah.
Shall we try the march?
Oh, very good, yes. You start it, Mayor Maggie.
Okay. Sounds pretty good.
Hey, that sounds great. All it needs is some more bells.
Frogdog's looking for you.
Well, I'll ring my bell, and maybe he'll come here.
Well, there you are.
It looks like we're all assembled.
Shall we play our march?
Mm-hmm. Let's play.
Where is it?
Thank you.
I'm prepared to play something on the bass violin for all of you. All right, let me see now.
Lovely, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
very good.
That's
really good.
Bob Dog, will you please take that?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Very much. Oh, look who's coming. Edgar Cook, I presume. Correct as usual, King Friday. The pudding, I presume. It is the pudding you ordered, and I was glad to bring it. Would you like to take the pudding, Mayor Maggie?
Certainly.
In fact, perhaps Mayor Maggie would sing something for Edgar and the rest of us here in Westwood.
A little song before the pudding?
Yeah.
It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing. Perfectly beautiful day for saying hello. You're welcome here. It's a perfectly beautiful day. It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing. Perfectly beautiful day for staying outside or inside here. It's a perfectly beautiful day, especially when friends like you come visiting. Friends like you who make us feel so special. Certain things start happening when we're visiting. When we're together, we're certain to sing. It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing. Perfectly beautiful day for staying outside or inside here. It's a perfectly beautiful day,
especially when friends like you come visiting. Friends like you who make us feel so special. Certain things start happening when you're visiting. When we're together, we're certain to say,
it's a perfectly beautiful day for playing. Perfectly beautiful day for staying outside or inside here. It's a perfectly beautiful, perfectly beautiful day.
Now, let's have the pudding, don't you think?
Yeah, let's have the pudding.
Oh, but I have one small speech first. The Queen and I do.
Of course, sire.
Friends and citizens of Westwood, you have welcomed us warmly, and we shall always remember these lovely days.
We've been able to be happy and sad and angry and glad. And we feel we know each other better because we came.
We shall be going back to our own neighborhood tomorrow. In the meantime, let us eat pudding.
Should
I leave now, King Friday? Oh, no, you may stay with us and go home tomorrow, Edgar. You have done well.
He said, I've done well.
What
a fine day. What a perfectly beautiful fine day. We could even play peekaboo.
Oh, peekaboo, yes. Oh, peekaboo, yes, that would be lovely. Peekaboo. Yes, peekaboo, everybody. Yes, that could be very nice.
This one. Play peekaboo with all sorts of things. Do you know I'm behind here, don't you? Put a handkerchief over the little trolley. Now, where's the trolley?
Boop. Now what about this white dot? Where is it? There it is. You could name each one of these little holes. One could be the castle, one could be Daniel's clock, and then you could play that same game and say where the dot was. Sure. All kinds of things to do. It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing. Perfectly beautiful day for saying hello. You're welcome here. It's a perfectly beautiful day. Well, that's our perfectly beautiful day together. We'll try cooking this, and I hope you'll try this too sometime. Gives me a good feeling to know that we're friends. We can give ideas to one another. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Always make each day a special day. You know how, don't you? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And there are many people who like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.